This is Greg Young. I'm your host for A Dose of the Ghost. You know what? I want to speak to you this morning, a word of hope, a word of encouragement to you this morning. It says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know, it's out of what's in our heart that we speak the things that we speak. And I want to talk to you this morning about that because there's so many negative things all around us. There's so many negative things. Every day in the newspaper, it seems that we hear or read something new that just would tend to take away the sense of what's going on, what's really happening around here. You know, we've got people that are senselessly dying, and we've got the economy situation that tends to just fluctuate, and as soon as we hear a little bit of good news, it seems like there's a whole lot of bad news that goes with it. And we've got this SARS scare that we've got going on that's an attack upon people's health, and it's a disease that people don't even really understand. And then we've got terrorist scares, and it seems like all over the world things are shaken and breaking, and as soon as it seems like there's one piece of good news, then there's another piece of bad news that goes with it. But you know what? I want you to know that God wants to speak into you today about fullness of joy. It says that in His presence is fullness of joy. It doesn't say that in His presence is where you'll find all of this chaos and all of this stirring and all of this spinning, but in His presence is a fullness of joy. That means a completeness, a full completeness of joy. And what is joy? You know, to me, joy is peace. Because if you don't have peace first, there's no way that you can experience joy. And joy is about peace. Joy is about a sense of being happy and being contented and being completed. It's a sense. It's kind of like when you're, I don't know, for me, it'd be like, you know, sitting in a cabin with the fire crackling, you know, and the snow falling softly outside the window. You know, can you get that picture in your mind right now? And you're just sitting there and you're kicking back, and you know what? There's just not anything to be concerned or worried about. You know, that to me, that's part of being in His presence. You know, being with my wife and my kids and just kind of being in that room and just kind of relaxing and not having a care or a worry, you know, no telephones, you know, no interruptions. That's what I'm talking about. That's that fullness of joy. And it says that He'll show you the path of life. It promises us, He promises us that He's going to show up and He's going to show us the path of life. He's going to show us the direction that we need to take in our life. And you know, sometimes you can get shaken and you can get stirred and you can get pushed and the winds can come and the storms and the rain, and it can seem as though everything is crashing in on your world all at one time. But I want to encourage you today that God's got a path and a direction, and sometimes He may be just shaking some things up in order to get your attention, in order to get some things out of the way so He can get you back on the path that He wants you to walk on. I want to encourage you today that even in the midst of all of these negative things that are happening and all the negative reports and the court trials and all these other kinds of things that are happening, and you know, there are some really tremendously hurting families out there that we need to be lifting up and praying for and just caring about, you know. And we've got young men and women that are over there in Iraq right now, troops that need our prayers and they need our supports, and families that are wondering what's going to happen next. Because you know what? It's not all over yet. It's not all over. The end hasn't yet come. And yet we can have an assurance in knowing that our end is with God, and our end and our hope is in that final resting place that we have to go for. That's our hope. But we can begin to walk out in that abundance of joy and peace and contentment even right here on the face of the earth. And it says that at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. You know what? God wants to give you good gifts. He wants to give you good things, and He wants to touch your life with all of the pleasures and all the things that He made. And sometimes in the hectic pace of our lives, we forget to stop and smell the roses. We forget to stop and take the time to just step outside and look up and see that beautiful blue sky, or look to our right or to our left and see the flowers that are blooming right now in the spring. Take the time to enjoy what it is that God has created. You know what? God has created everything that He has created for you and for me, and He's done it because He loves us that much. He wants us to experience His peace, experience His contentment, and experience that fullness of joy. This is Greg Young. I'm your host for A Dose of the Ghost. I hope that you will tap into that today. Tap into God's peace for your life. If you want some of that, give us a call, 545-6023.